NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
Hello, Fully Charged, Recharged.
Hi. Pippa is trying to organise my birthday, right? And she's just said the sentence. This day, we could do this day and it could be the start of the celebrations. I was like, honestly, if I could get my birthday celebrations down to an hour, that's all I want. But right, so far, it's like 3 days.
And it
starts
as well.
It starts on the 8th with our party.
Yeah.
Then I've my party on the 12th. Then I have my actual birthday on the 22nd, but she has to fly to America for work. So we were planning on doing it on the 19th, but now she isn't going to America. So she was like, why don't we do the 19th and the 22nd? I'm like, Pippa, fucking stop.
What kind of stuff does she want to do?
I don't know. And she's bought me loads of stuff. And
what did she buy you?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. I think she did buy me Deirdre O'Kane tickets.
Oh, fun.
Which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And she's got me a trip to Manchester as well to see a United match.
Yeah.
But she's like, oh, I got part of your birthday present. I'm like, Pippa, stop. I just get so uncomfortable with people buying me stuff. Like, genuinely really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I love her and all, but I'm like, Pippa, stop. Just stop.
Sounds like a nice hotel weekend away or night away or something, maybe?
Yeah, well, that'd be Manchester. Do you know?
Oh, so what do you want to do with you on the 19th?
Well, I'd probably just go for dinner or something.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But then it's also the 22nd. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And like, I understand it's my 30th and I'd be doing the exact same thing if it was her 30th. Mm. But I just missed that. I don't like, and it's funny, I'm not worried about turning 30. I don't mind about turning 30.
Fine.
But I'm never a big birthday person.
I know. I asked a friend of mine about it recently because she hates her birthday and I was like, what's going on there?
I've always hated my birthday.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of stress. I always used to cry on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to get really upset. And I think that's why she summed it up for me in like ways that I couldn't really put together before in a sentence. And it was very simple and probably much more eloquent than I'm about to recite. But like, you expect everything to be nice.
Yeah.
And you expect everyone to be so lovely to you.
Yeah.
And just the one day where it's like, I hope everyone's just really nice to me today. And as soon as something doesn't work, it just gets much more upsetting than on a regular day.
Yeah, I'm totally with that.
It shouldn't be like that.
I always looked at it as like, oh, it's the day that everyone's nice to you, but then the next day they just go back to being.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I never like my birthday. I don't like the stress of having to react when people buy me presents.
Yeah, and I hate opening presents in front of people.
I'm like, oh my God.
I hate as well. Like, my housemate Emer bought me recently a lovely necklace and she was like, now when you open this, you're going to cry. And just because she said that, I lost all
emotion. That's so much pressure. Like,
but as soon as I was just like, no, there's not a hope I'm going to even get slightly emotional now. I was just like, thanks.
I'm so with you on that. Yeah. So with you.
Wake up.
Spins Fully Charged.
Every day, we're spins.
Let's go.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week. I'm going to say something. I'm going to start off the show with something that could very much get me cancelled. It's very much an unpopular opinion.
Why are you feeling so risky this morning?
I just am. I feel like it's time something be said. I'm going to say something very risque and it's going to freak a lot of people out and maybe even the boss will give me a call in 2 seconds. But
Christ on a bike.
I think that weekends are too short.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
I think
now.
They're too short. Unpopular opinion, but I'm not afraid to speak my mind, people.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the weekends are too short.
No one agrees with you, listen.
But you know what's really tough is coming back to a new week after last week was a short week.
Short week. I had the same thought this morning.
This is going to be impossible.
It's going to be very long this week.
It's almost like either bite the bullet and just give us all Mondays off or never give us Mondays off ever because we know what we're missing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We know what we're missing when we have a day, when we don't have a day off.
The extra day last weekend was phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Do you know what you need to do?
Callum.
Have a 2-day week like I'm having this
week. No.
I'm only here Monday and Tuesday, then I've the week. This time on Wednesday, I will already be in the sky.
Yeah. You'll be on your own, though. So.
So he's just released a brand new single and has announced his big album coming in July. Keen DeCrow is who we're talking about, and he joins us on Fully Charged after 8 o'clock this morning. Looking forward to that.
Love him.
I absolutely
love him. Yeah. Very excited to chat to him. Now, good news if you love animation movies and sequels, because Disney and Pixar are developing the film Coco 2, which is stated to be released in 2029. So if you don't know, I presume Emma? Coco. Yeah, seen
I'm
it?
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it. I'm aware of it because of a niece who's into all this stuff, but I've not actually sat through it.
Okay, basically, it tells the story of Miguel, right? He's a 12-year-old. He dreams of becoming a musician, but his family do not like music. Oh. They have banned music in the house.
They sound awful.
There is reasons, but I won't spoil it on you because I know you're dying to go home and watch it.
I am, actually.
But that movie came out in 2017, right? Which only feels like 3 years ago when you think about it. But no. 2017 was 8 years ago, right? And the next movie of Coco 2 is to come out in 2029.
Wow.
That's 12 years after the original was thing, and it's still, what is it, 4 years away?
What's taking so long?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if it's like the technology for this type of animation maybe takes a while, because I know like Frozen, for example, was years in making
yeah.
because of it didn't have the technology or something. The technology had to basically go forward. But to be honest, I'm kind of getting sick of this whole, you know, time between sequels or time between TV shows, because directors, producers, writers, they have so much power over my entertainment, right? Like I watched Coco in 2017, now I have to wait 12 years to watch Coco 2. Yeah. That's absolutely ridiculous. The time is when the second you realise it's doing well, that's when you make a sequel.
That's when you start
filming season two or filming season
or like
the next
movie.
Or
have the confidence in your offering in the first place to be like, this is going to blow up.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Exactly. And
keep scribbling.
Only if you have an idea. Like, I kind of understand. Like, maybe if they only thought of the idea last week and they're like, okay, let's run with this. But I don't know.
It's interesting because unlike, say, a new album, it's not like you need to come up with a brand new body of work. You know the characters, you know the storyline, you know where it could go.
Yes,
so
true.
It might be a bit more.
Exactly. Well, I watched season one of a show in 2022 called Severance. I loved it so much. Season one ended on the biggest cliffhanger I've ever seen. And still, I had to wait 3 years. 3 years until season two came out, which was only 10 weeks ago. And it came out weekly. You owe me a binge season.
Yeah.
Don't be bringing it out weekly. Some other massive gaps between movies or series: The Incredibles, 2004. The Incredibles 2 in 2018. That's 14 years.
Wow.
All to find out what happened to The Underminer. Finding Nemo, 2003. To Finding Dory, 2016. That was 13 years.
Whoa.
Remember
was
Chicken?
Dory, 2003.
No, Finding Dory was 2016.
Sorry, but Nemo was 2003.
Nemo was 2003.
Oh my God, that's so long ago.
I remember I'd find Nemo on video, like VCR.
Really?
Yeah. Chicken Run in the year 2000. To Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget in 2023. 23 years later.
What?
Did it take them 23 years to realise they needed another movie of that because it was so good? Tron to Tron Legacy was 28 years. Hocus Pocus was 29 years. Top Gun came out in 1986. Top Gun Maverick came out in 2022. That's 36 years in the difference.
Jamie.
And that's one thing, right? But TV shows usually end on cliffhangers. Black Mirror doesn't, but it was 4 years between five and six, between season five and six. Better Call Saul was 3 years between season four and five. And do not talk to me about Stranger Things. 3 years between seasons. 11's going to be 111 by the time that next thing comes out. God's sake.
And I know, I don't remember the initial dates, but even Freaky Friday now that Lindsay Lohan's
in
again.
There
that
you
gap
go.
Is insane, isn't it?
I actually didn't even think of that movie.
Recharged.
Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us on your number one hit music station you're listening to Spin.
What's up?
Mad L week for the cash machine. We are paying out on Friday a guaranteed amount, over 200 grand. This is almost the highest amount we've ever given out before on the cash machine.
Yeah, it's definitely not the highest.
It's not the highest, but it's up there with one of the biggest cash prizes we've ever given away.
Exciting and random.
And random. Yeah, just celebrating March, question mark.
Because what was last week? 102 grand?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we've doubled that and added even more?
207.
Yeah, God.
207 grand. So
That's
we'll give
crazy.
You all those details in a little while. Very exciting stuff. I want to talk to you for now, though, about a guy who I think might have won the cash machine in his time for what he did with his money over the last few days. He's a 22-year-old by the name of Sam Daly, and he's from Nottingham, Callum's neck of the woods. And he's went and paid £180 to a tradesman for changing the batteries in his carbon monoxide alarm. Now,
sorry, how much?
£180.
Oh dear.
For changing batteries in a carbon monoxide alarm. You might read that and go, oh my God, Gen Z, what's the world coming to? But in his defense, he struggles with phone calls, he lacks negotiation skills, and he feels quite anxious about DIY tasks because he thinks a lot of his practical skills have been lost over the years because he was a teenager in COVID and he just didn't learn loads of stuff that he should have learned. That's his excuse anyway. And I think,
listen, I thought COVID would have been the perfect time to learn all that kind of stuff.
True, we can't get a trade.
What else were you doing?
Let's all learn how to change light bulb and things, you know?
Light bulbs are like, they're so, I know it, maybe it sounds a bit stupid, but like they're so easy to change.
Oh, it's ridiculously easy. The whole like you can't even change light bulb is a ridiculous kind of thing to say about someone.
Yeah.
Because everybody can change a light bulb.
I changed a headlight in my car the other day.
Oh, now that's a big gig to be doing yourself.
But like, it's so easy. Now, and once you do it, you're like, God, I am the manliest person alive. But when it's the same when you do a light bulb, you're like, God, I'm amazing. God, I'm just, what else in this house needs fixing?
Yeah, once you get cracking on a light bulb, you think you're invincible, but look, he's become, as a young fella, totally dependent on apps for everyday tasks. He's saying this himself, and he outsources rather than DIYing. So he uses that app that's very popular, Just Fix.
Oh yeah,
you can book a tradesman in or whatever. But he didn't know that changing batteries was easy, and he felt lost due to lacking those foundational DIY skills. So bless him. But again, making headlines, talking to the papers about it, maybe he's looking to make his £180 back at this point. But I was thinking about this: should I win the cash machine myself if I was a millionaire? I would outsource many jobs and pay very well for them to be done, such as cleaning the oven.
Do you know what? There's someone who goes around in a van around my area, and I think he just cleans ovens. I was like, fair play to that fella.
Are you serious?
Like, I think you give him like 60, 50 quid or something, and he cleans your oven for you.
Do you have his number?
I will get it because I was actually thinking of getting it myself.
That's unbelievable. I would go like £100 an hour.
Yeah.
Like the oven is disgusting.
It's rotten.
I hate starting.
It's one of the worst jobs.
No, and you stink. Your body stinks. Yeah. Everything stinks. You can wear gloves, not wear gloves. Oh my God, it's gross. It needs to be done, but it's gross. Making appointments.
Oh yeah? You want a little PA?
I've caused an issue for myself today. Sorry if anyone's listening, but I'm due to be at the dentist at 12 o'clock and I can't be there at 12 o'clock. And
okay.
I just realised, what have I done? I'm dreading. It's not a big deal. It's just a receptionist is going to say, sorry about that. We'll try and squeeze you in when we can. But I feel sick about having to make that phone call.
Yeah, yeah.
So I give someone £50 per appointment.
See, I need a dentist appointment, right? I wonder, can I just take yours? I'm like, listen, I can't make it, but here's Dave. Hi, how are you? I'm Dave.
Well, you see, it would be great, but if it was just a cleaning, you could squeeze in, but I'm not sure how you'd get on with like 6 months into my Invisalign process.
Okay, fair enough. It's not really something I can go for you.
I don't know if they hand you over my retainers, it would do you any good.
Yeah, fair enough.
And calling customer service.
Yeah.
For anything. My boyfriend Jack has asked me to move a couple of bills into his name. And I've been putting this off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow the day you're going to ring Panda for me. And I'm like, yeah, babe.
Do you know what I always do? Here's my tip. Here's my tip, right? If you want to get through to customer service, what you actually do is click into sales. They answer the phone very bloody quickly. And then they're like, hi, you're through. You're going to give us money? And then it's like, hi, I have a problem with this. They're like, ugh, you're through the sales. I'll put you through the customer service.
And then you're straight on.
Straight on.
Well, I'm going to stand
for it. Bravo!
Fantastic.
Thank you. I am a liar.
That's actually changed my whole life. You know that? Sabrina Carpenter now on Spin. I was
in the shoe. Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This week on the show, by the way, listen, PSA, 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 it's Mother's Day on Sunday. And we're getting you ready for Mother's Day with flowers.ie. This could be the easiest, laziest way that you mark Mother's Day ever. You have to do very little to get your Mother's Day present sorted.
Unbelievable, yeah. You can send flowers to man with deliveries to all counties in Ireland, and you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery. We are talking about flowers.ie, and we're getting you ready for Mother's Day with flowers.ie on the show all this week.
I think it's mental that if you order before 2 o'clock, same day delivery anywhere in the country. Like, where is the hub for flowers.ie?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they driving to Donegal and picking flowers on the way?
Is it drone delivery?
Oh my God. Imagine no petals left.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got a €200 flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win this morning. And here's the great thing about this. You don't have to hang on for Callum to be sorting out prizes and sending out winners and all the rest. We're going to text you a code if you win this morning. So you can use that immediately.
Oh, the code is the voucher. That's deadly.
That's so cool.
Very, very nice. All right. Well, basically, Mam AI is joining us every day this week. She's got a riddle for us. And if you can crack the riddle, WhatsApp is your guest to 0877 111 103. We'll hopefully be calling you back for that voucher worth €200 to flowers.ie.
I love the way it's Mam AI.
Mam AI.
It's very kind of west of Ireland. Mam AI.
Mam AI.
Actually, it's very northern Ireland.
Mam AI.
Mam AI.
Mam AI. Mam AI.
Right, here's the question.
Good morning, Emma and Dave. Here's your mammy riddle of the day.
Ew.
Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Jesus. And I'll leave you feeling refreshed. What am I?
What? You're
a
weirdo.
Wagon.
That's what you are. A weirdo. What a weird riddle. What kind of mother is this?
My God.
Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and I'll leave you feeling refreshed. When am I?
Good morning, Emma and Dave. Here's your mammy riddle of the day. Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning.
Jesus,
and
Mom,
last
calm
thing
down.
At night. And I'll leave you feeling refreshed. What am I?
I feel sick.
It's actually really weird, Callum. All right, get your answer over to us on WhatsApp 0877 11 1038 at €200 flowers.ie voucher for the taking this morning. Guys, I had a strange weekend, stranger than anything you could ever imagine. I was part of a new part of society.
Okay.
The
far right.
Yeah. Never! No, I found myself up with, like, the Fit Fam community.
Oh, no.
Before, like, 8 a.m., on Saturday and Sunday.
What are you doing?
It's so strange to see them all doing their thing at that hour of the morning when they should be in bed.
What were you doing?
I was boxing and I was running and I don't know what came over me. I was just like, oh my God, I'm going on holidays in May. Crap.
Oh, right.
Start running, girls. Start running.
You were thinking, do you know what? I don't get up early enough all week.
During the week.
I'm going to get up and again even earlier on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I was at a class on Saturday at 8 a.m. and there I was thinking, there'll be no one in this class. Wait till you see, there won't be a sinner here. We'll get all the attention because who's going to go to a class at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning? Could barely get into the place, it was so busy.
Oh my God.
I was like, is this what goes on in the world on the weekend?
That's crazy.
It was mad. And then all the coffee shops just full of people in their workout clothes, and not just in their workout clothes to go for coffee, like people who are sweaty having worked out by 9 a.m.
I used to get home at that time.
It's really weird. I did. It was like, honestly, it was a whole new world. And then Sunday, I was up early again, out for a run. I know. This, guys, you know these phases, they don't last very long.
No,
so don't worry.
No, that's absolutely true.
Don't you worry. You're going to listen to this now, and by next week, I'll be back to
our. How long did you do on your run?
I did. There was a route which ended up being 3.8, but I could not, for the life of me, run the whole lot. I had to do a lot of walking in the middle of it and stuff. But the people out. Very strange. I mean, kudos to you all. It is a whole different way of living. And the weekend does feel a little bit longer because you're up a bit early.
I was wondering, would it? Yeah, but do you have to go to bed early to counteract that?
Well, I'm like, is it?
Did you have any fun at all? Did you go out?
I went for a bite to eat locally, like, grub on Saturday evening, but I was home at 10.
Right.
Is that not fun?
We're getting so old.
I know we're getting so old. But I do have to say, it was kind of nice, but as I said, allow me my moment because it won't last long.
Yeah.
Here's Lady Gaga on Spin. All this week in the show, we want to get you organised for Mother's Day. It's on Sunday and we're getting you organised with flowers.ie.
Yeah, send flowers to Mam with deliveries to all counties in Ireland, and you can order before 2 o'clock for same day delivery, which is incredibly handy as well. We've got €200 flowers.ie voucher ready for you to win, and we'll text it to you as soon as you do win, which is cool.
We have a lady with us this week called Mam AI.
Yeah.
Mam
AI. She's a lady AI.
She's a lady AI. Yes, she is. And she's got a riddle for us and it's filthy. It sounds like this.
Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and I'll leave you feeling refreshed. What am I?
I'm trying to figure out what accent that is.
Mm-hmm. Sunny Wise, Aisling. Hello.
Hello.
Aisling, good morning. It's Emma and Dave calling you from Spain. What's
Hi, Aisling. I've missed you so much.
Hi, yeah. Never get a call back, ever.
What's the crack with you, Aisling?
Oh, good, yeah.
All right. Listen, we just heard from Mam AI this morning with a riddle for us. What do you think she's talking about?
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea. Feeling refreshed. Let's check if you're right.
You couldn't be further away from the answer.
Oh, no.
Genie. Mam AI is just, she's awful. She's an awful Mam AI. Aisling, we're so sorry.
Well, I hope it's not what yous are thinking of.
Well, no, it better not be.
I better not be. This is a family show.
Yeah.
Family show. Aisling, we're so sorry, but have a fantastic day.
Take care, you too. Bye.
Bye.
So, all right. It's a weird one. Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and I leave you feeling refreshed. What am I?
Do you feel weird saying that?
I do.
A little bit, yeah. Dylan, hello.
Morning, how are you?
We're good.
Thanks. We just heard from Mam AI there. What do you think she was talking about in her riddle?
I think it's your wedding band.
Your wedding band?
Yeah.
Your wedding band.
In the mouth?
In the mouth. First thing in the morning, first thing at night, Dylan. Are you listening to a different radio station that are doing a different competition?
Let's check if you're right, Dylan.
Oh, you silly Billy, that's not correct.
Sorry, Dylan. Thank you, though.
Sorry, Dylan.
Do you like licking your wedding bands?
Have a great day, Dylan.
Well, good.
Bye. I miss Dylan.
Oh, Dylan's the best.
Let's get him on more. More Dylan.
All right, Mam AI, what's the crack?
Most people love having me in their mouth first thing in the morning and last thing at night. And I'll leave you feeling refreshed. What am I?
I can't believe we're going down this road for, like, Mother's Day.
I know.
Shouldn't be. Callum, like, clean it up.
It's the AI.
Aisling, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're not too bad. All right, Aisling, you heard Mam AI give a little riddle. What is the answer to said riddle?
A toothbrush.
A toothbrush.
That would make it less filthy. Let's check if you're right.
Wahoo, you got it right. The answer was a toothbrush.
Beautiful.
Wahoo is my favourite. Yeah, that's much better, Aisling. Aisling, congratulations. You've won yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher.
Happy days. Thanks very much.
Mother's Day sorted, gal. Well done and have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Good luck, Aisling. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Another chance to win with flowers.ie. Same time tomorrow on Fully Charged with Emma and Dave.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Tate McRae's Sports Car on Spin with Emma and Dave.
It's a fine song, but we need to stop with the whispering in music. Like, it's become too much. It's too creepy. It's too invasive. It's too, like...
You know what this is.
Oh, I hate it. It reminds me of, like... Do you remember that virtual barber shop thing that you used to put in your ears and it would go from the right ear to the left ear and you'd be like, Septera. You'd be like, stop it. Don't whisper to me.
I was just looking up songs that feature whispering. Obviously, Billie Eilish is a big fan of that method. Anything Ariana Grande, she doesn't quite whisper most of the time, but a lot of it's very soft-spoken.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, she's got a real problem with doing the whispering.
Ariana Grande's song Problem features. That's a big song that has a lot of whispering
that one
as well. We should start doing whisper radio.
No, I hate it. You know, like, Pippa goes to sleep listening to ASMR? Mm. You know, listen to, and people are like doing her hair on a TikTok. It's like, just do this. And I'm like, turn that off, you freak. What is going on?
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
A lot of people are like,
Stop it.
Yeah, got it.
No!
It's awful.
It's 7:55 now. Let's see what the roads in Dublin are like this morning. Emily.
Morning. Starting off on the M50 northbound again, there's a crash between Junction 9.
Wake up. We got the dreams in. Spins Fully Charged. We play the hits. This is Spin. You wake up in the morning. Spin is on.
It's Emma and Dave. Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. Do you know what? It's an anniversary of mine.
Oh, yeah? Today.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you should all wish me a happy
anniversary. Are you and Pippa together a year?
No, God, no. Nothing to that. I'm talking about my relationship with King Charles. Because day, 3 years ago, me and King Charles met for the first time and he shook my hand.
Yes, this is a true story, believe it or believe it not. There's photographic evidence.
There's video evidence. And I realise, I understand I sound incredibly Westbrit at the moment, but look, it was... Okay, here's...
It was a moment in time.
Here's the thing. It was a moment in time, right? And I was really into The Crown at the time. The Netflix show, The Crown. And so I was working down the country and he was visiting the country and he walked into a museum and I was just like, I'm just going to like stand outside the museum and just like see him, because I just think it'd be interesting to see him in person. It's like one of the most famous people in the world. Anyway,
Dave, you don't have to justify yourself. It's okay that you went to see the king.
I definitely do. Yeah, I definitely do need to justify myself. And so then, anyway, he just saw me just kind of like there. And so he looked at me, waved at me and made a beeline to me and shook my hand and we had a conversation.
If you want to see this video, WhatsApp was gimme. Like, you have to see how much King Charles really likes Dave.
It was so weird.
There's a crowd full of loads of people and he just beelines for Dave, shakes Dave's hand, gives him this massive smile, like has a bit of a thing for our Dave.
And chats away to me. It was mad. And I think
what was it like shaking that big hand?
Oh yeah, see the sausage fingers. Like that's the thing. Like I've touched them sausage fingers, so I think I need to celebrate. We're talking sausage rolls. We're talking hot dogs. We're talking bangers and mash for dinner. Yeah, that's the vibe I think today.
Did you kind of not wash your hand for a while?
No, I think I walked straight to the bathroom to wash my hands.
Did you?
just to be safe. You don't know where them sausage fingers have been.
I shook a lad's hand at mass when I was 10 and I fanced him from primary school. And you know, when you just sign a piece?
Yeah.
I kept my hand filthy for 4 days.
No.
I shook Owen's hand.
So hot.
I was in love at the time. Welcome.
Hey, Spin, I'm Kian DeCrow. Kian DeCrow.
We're joined in studio this morning by Kian DeCrow.
What is that? That is the lovely sound of water.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, that was coffee actually, even better.
How do you even put melody into
it? Sample that.
Coffee.
Yeah. Actually, I did a fart yesterday and everyone said that I should make it into a song.
Probably should, to be honest, the way things are going.
Did you have the recording?
I do have the recording.
Please play it.
I'll play it for you. I played it for Teddy Swims and he was saying, man, this needs to be a song. It's a really, really, really good one.
Okay. It's a really good fart.
It's a really good fart. And I wouldn't be just playing my farts here on air.
Did you have the recording down around your bottom or was it
Yeah, so I'll give
enough?
You the I'll give you the backstory. We were on the ferry and we were coming over and when you're on tour, you're like on a tour bus, obviously.
Sure.
And you get onto a big ferry that will drive you to Ireland or wherever you're going if you need to go on a ferry. And often you have to get up early in the morning and you might have had a late night, and so everyone gets on the ferry and then they just like find a couch somewhere and fall asleep. And my nice. Bassist had done that, found a couch and fallen asleep. And I said, well, listen, no sleeping around me with that face out. So I went up to him. And you guys will see the video.
Wow, you're going to fart.
Incredibly melody. Incredible melody.
It's incredible.
Yeah, let's just get the fart sound again.
Let's get that.
Sounds like a trumpet.
Totally make something out of that.
The way some kids call their farts their trumps.
Yeah, there you go.
Trumpet,
yeah.
Listen, Kian, we've just got the announcement of the new album. Talk to us. This is very exciting for you and the new single, Little Dreaming, out now as well.
Very exciting. It's the greatest album ever. Yeah, obviously. Undeniable.
From you or just in general?
Just in general, cool. You know, pretty much.
How did you get so humble?
My mom. Yeah. You know, she always tells me, Kian, you're the greatest.
We have very different mothers.
That's because I have no dad, so my mom has to make up for it.
Is it easier to write an album like this when everything is going really, really quite well for you? I remember your last album, you were going through a bit of a rough patch. But this album, I feel like, is a little bit happier and it's a little bit more upbeat.
Positive.
Well, you know, as they say, like, money and success solves your entire life.
It does.
So true,
I'm literally just happy all the time now. I have no issues.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even write the album.
You check your quick balance on, like, AIB and just be like, oh, that's great.
All my troubles are gone.
Good. The Weeknd, a few weeks ago now, well done. Great shout. Not just performing the Irish National Anthem at the Aviva, but the French one too. Go on. Your mom's getting a lot of shout-outs on this interview.
I know my mom, yeah.
So she raised you in French and English.
Yeah, so
what a queen.
I think, like, well, I guess some people would argue I should have butchered the French one.
Yeah, we kind of could have done with that. It was a tough day.
They butchered us, for
definitely
sure.
Definitely could have done with that. It was one of those ones, I was like sitting in the stadium watching the game and I was sort of like, my manager's French and she was sat next to me and she was like, don't celebrate, don't. She's like, there's any footage of you looking happy now, like you're done, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, but it was like some of the plays were so incredible. I was like trying to be like, oh my God. And I was really confused because I was going for both sides. It's a really terrible feeling. I hope you never have that.
So you're obviously French heritage as well. Did you live in France for a part of your life? Or?
No, but I would usually spend like 3 months, 4 months a year, gotcha. Every year in
your
France.
Your mum's side, yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, it was a huge honour to do that, and it was terrifying.
And a very different crowd, I'm sure.
Very different crowd. There were some lovely haters online, as always, telling me I should never do it again. And somebody was like, he was obviously nervous. And he's like, nervous? He's a professional. He does this every day. And I was like, I was... my pants. It is terrifying.
Yeah.
First of all, tell me you know all the words to the four national anthems in three different languages. I don't think so. And then if you do think you know them, go Google them. You definitely are singing them wrong. So then unlearn those words that you've learned in school and relearn the correct ones. It was terrifying. And also, you don't really know what's going on. Like, the band started playing two songs before I even started singing, and I didn't know that was happening.
Right.
So I was like, when do I start? Nobody has told me when I start. And you're just like watching the President of Ireland, and you're like... oh, if I mess this up, I'll be the last.
Some direction would be nice.
Yeah, a little bit more.
So, you can't mess up for the Michael D. That's just
we have a game for you. I do want to ask you one quick question before that, because you just did the Aviva and that was absolutely mental, and you were like quite nervous about it. But I've seen you perform Workman's. I've seen you before at the Academy. I've seen you perform at the Olympia. I've seen you everywhere. I've seen you about 10 times. I'd say.
Jeez, you need to relax.
I'm a bit of a freak when it comes to my
he's from
your
Corky
music.
Sound. He's from Corky Sound.
My dad's also from Cork. What part of Cork are you from?
Passage West is where I grew up.
He's from Fermoy. I don't know if that's any way close.
Miles, it's pretty far away.
Right, okay, never mind that. Is there a favourite place you have in Ireland to perform?
I'll take anywhere in Ireland. It's always amazing, but like off the top of my head, just because it's been on my mind, has been in Limerick, just because it's always really unexpected.
Really?
I'm always like, why is it always so... There's just such a great vibe there, and I love that. I think they really love music there as well. But I mean, obviously Cork is amazing. Dublin is amazing. Like, it's so like... it's everywhere here is like home for me.
Sure,
so
yeah.
That's good.
I think it's kind of like, I mean, it's all class.
It's all good. It's Ireland.
It's home. As long as it's in Ireland, yeah. Playing a
I get
field,
that.
I'd be happy. Like
last time you were here, we played a game, I don't know if you remember, where we had you guess which birds were crows or not. Some of them were crows, yeah. Some of them were not.
He hated
we have a
that.
New game for you, because we know you didn't like that one, right?
Okay.
We now have Dave the Crow.
The Crow.
So is it a crow? Or is it Dave doing an impression of a crow?
That's
we would
great.
Like you to listen to some clips, and if you could tell us if they are Dave or a crow.
Brilliant. I really hope that that's a crow.
That is a crow.
Well
He's dead right.
In the back of the net.
Second clip, please.
Oof, that's difficult. That I'm going to have to say a crow.
We're going to go with crow again.
Crow
it could
is
be wrong.
Absolutely
though.
Correct.
Final
wow.
Answer. Okay, well done.
Maybe they're all crows. Clip three, please.
Oh, that's... just because we've had two crows in a row, I'm going to have to say Dave.
It is Dave.
Wow.
Oh, it was a good impression, though, in fairness.
That's all right, okay.
It was a low crow.
Is this our Dave or is this a crow?
I'm going to say crow.
Really, Keen? Sure.
He's right. He's no. right. You got to give it to him.
Final
and lastly...
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Dave, say that again.
And lastly...
That's a brilliant real crow, isn't it?
Dave singing some beautiful notes.
5 out of 5 for Keane the Crow.
Really
unbelievable.
I mean, I am Keane the Crow.
So. Yeah, you are. You are the king of crows.
How hard was it to hear yourself first being introduced on Irish radio a few years ago with the Keane de Crots? Rough time. Hang on, we're back with Keane the Crow in 5. Crystal and the Days on Spin with Emma and Dave. And it's a busy studio this morning because we're joined by this man.
Spin, I'm Keane de Crow. Keane de Crow.
Keane de Crow is with us this morning at Spin.
Good morning.
The new single, Little Dreaming, just out now. Big gig, 20th of December, just before Christmas at the Three Arena. Listen, you won a Grammy a couple of weeks ago.
Woo!
Seeing you in all those clips, walking up to the stage. I was like, go on, King!
I was like, I've seen him 10 times perform live.
I shook his hands.
I met him.
There's Beyonce, there's
Crow. See, you guys are actually, like, I love that you're actually, well, you're pretending to be fans, maybe, or you actually are
seen
fans
you
and you're pumped
I
about it.
I think 7 times.
I think
genuinely.
7 times definitely counts. But the one that I find is the funniest and is, like, I think people misunderstood me because I spoke about it on Instagram and I made a joke about not liking Cillian Murphy, which obviously I love.
Yes. As a Cork man, you have
as
to.
As a Cork man, obviously, and he's an incredible actor. But it was like, I got a lot of people being like, Keane de Crow, like, fair play to him winning a Grammy. It's a win for all of us. Don't like his music, like, wouldn't be a fan, but like, this is a great win for us all. I'm like,
Well, that's almost like when someone comes up to you and says, I don't know who you are, but my son does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't need to know, you know? It's like, just pretend.
Yeah.
Just come up and be like, it was even with the rugby match, people were like, great, great performance. Didn't like the outfit, though. All right, Stacey, like, yeah, like, relax, you know? Like,
do you know what I've realised? You are my, like, 3 degrees of separation away from Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
I'm just thinking now, you've worked with SZA.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
SZA and Kendrick.
Yeah.
Man, what's SZA like?
That is 3 degrees. SZA's amazing. I mean, she's, like, the sweetest, most talented person ever.
You literally wrote her a song that won her a Grammy. How does that feel?
It feels like a scam.
Yeah.
So hilarious.
Yeah.
She's incredible. Honestly, she's the best songwriter I've ever witnessed.
Really?
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, obviously people know how good she is, but it's common that artists don't write their own songs, and that pop artists or artists even in that space and stuff, like, especially like ones that are so huge, you might just assume that the songs are... But SZA is like, she's writing the song. Like, she is writing.
All around her.
She is incredible. And it's why her songs are so unique sounding, because of the way that she writes. I've never seen anybody do it in that way. And so, yeah, she's amazing, so talented, and I'm just so grateful that I got a Grammy for...
Well done, Kane.
Unreal. Getting up on that stage, though, in that crowd, was there someone you were like, oh my God, this person is in the crowd and they are looking at the stage right now and I'm on that stage? Is there someone, like, I presume that was your kind of, oh my God, I've made it moment, but is there still someone in that audience here kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe they're seeing me right now?
There's so many people that were there that I don't even know were there, and it's like, after, you're just like, because you sit down and one section of it is like a free for all, so you're like sitting down, first come, first serve, and you see like the Smiths and like Jaden and Willow, and you see like Madison, like, Beer, and people like looking for a seat, just being like, nah, there's no seats there and stuff. So it's so funny just watching like these huge celebs being like, where can I sit, you know?
Yeah.
And but when I was going up there, I was just like, I need to get up there. Like, I'm so far away from the stage, I need to like run and get through all of these people.
Yeah,
and
the clip you running up was really
yeah
funny.
I was like, get me to that stage quick.
We would love to ask you a little bit of a favour, if we may. For the last 2.5 years in the show, we've played a game with Dave called the Girly Quiz, and it's where we test him on loads of girly things inside and out, and it's a hit on the show. People are very precious about the Girly Quiz in the show. Problem is, there was 3 of us on the show and one has departed. The one who was fired used to sing the theme tune.
Oh,
right?
No.
And unfortunately, we need to get it re-sung. Listener Sharday did the theme for us after that, and it sounds like this, basically.
It's the Girly Quiz. Make up Nils and Tim. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
To the theme of Aqua Barbie Girl. Do you get it?
Yeah, whoever sang
really
that was singing in like 3 different keys each line.
Well, that'll be our listener, Sharday, who isn't a professional singer.
Sharday.
Yeah, she's fantastic. But we're kind of thinking of changing it up a little bit. So we're wondering if you maybe auditioned to be our Girly Quiz theme tune singer. So to the tune of Aqua.
I'll give you a nice low morning one. I got you. It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and... How will Dave do? Will he need you?
That was all
really absolutely brilliant.
So good.
Listen, I mean, what a few weeks.
I don't get a Grammy for that.
You won a Grammy, you performed Ireland's Call in the French anthem, you just announced a new album, and you're now the singer of the Girly Quiz.
Oh,
wow.
What a couple of weeks.
Honestly.
Listen,
like,
can't wait to see you. Can't wait for this big gig in December. And I'm so thrilled about the new album. So happy for you, Keen. Well done.
And I can't wait to see you for an 8th time.
I know, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Front row.
I was up in the box of the Olympia, and I was just kind of there looking over it. I was like,
yeah, no boxes. It's too prestigious.
You need
front row.
I still pay for it, believe me.
New music. Got a taste for you.
This is new to the Spin playlist.
Hit music.
Hey, I'm Keen Crow. You're on Spin with Emma and Dave, and this is my new song, Little Dreamer.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah! Well, if that is anything to go by, and his other song he released recently, Who's Making You Feel It?
Love that one.
Bring on the album, because Keen Crow is in his happy era, and it sounds great.
I just love it so much. He's absolutely fantastic. He's from Cork, you know.
we know Dave.
Very funny.
Yes, very funny. You can catch the full interview later on our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged. There's something very Harry Styles about that at the end. You can kind of imagine it at Slane Castle, can't you?
Do you know what was, do you know what? I just loved chatting to him. He looks so cool. He seems like a sound guy. He's kind of one of those, you get what you see. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what you get.
Yeah. He's definitely turning into more of a superstar by the day, though, isn't he? Even the outfits.
That's
and stuff
true.
Today.
And that Girly Quiz theme tune.
Yeah, so our boss Nick has been running around frantically since he did that. He gave us the audio that we needed for the girly quiz theme tune. Producer, I believe we have it now.
Yeah, we have it. Like, he literally has just made it. He's been like, give me that, put me that on a USB. Just put it into his computer. He's made something good.
Okay, here we go. Sade, who listens to the show, who was singing on this recently, thank you very much.
The interim.
Our boss Nick.
She was our sub singer.
He didn't bring it in to record it properly.
But it's time to fire you, Sade. We're sorry.
Keen to Crow is a new voice of the girly quiz.
It's the girly quiz.
Go on.
Make up and tears. I will Dave you. Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. A Grammy Award winner on the girly quiz, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Get it to number one.
Is anything to go by, and his other song he released recently, Who's Making You Feel It?
Love that one.
Bring on the album, because Keen to Crow is in his happy era and it sounds great.
I just love it so much. He's absolutely fantastic. He's from Cork, you know. Very funny.
Yes, very funny. You can catch the full interview later on our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged. There's something very Harry Styles about that at the end. You can kind of imagine it at Slane Castle, can't you?
Do you know what was, I just loved chatting to him. He looks so cool. He seems like a sound guy. He's kind of one of those, you get what you see. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You see what you get.
Yeah. He's definitely turning into more of a superstar by the day, though, isn't he? Even the outfits.
That's
and
true. And yeah. that girly quiz theme tune.
Yeah. So our boss Nick has been running around frantically since he did that. He gave us the audio that we needed for the girly quiz theme tune. Producer, I believe we have it now.
Yeah, we have it. Like, he literally has just made it. He's been like, give me that, put me that on a USB. Just put it into his computer. He's made something.
It's
absolutely
in now.
I think he's
Fair
made
play.
Something good.
Okay, here we go. Sade, who listens to the show, who was singing on this recently, thank you very much.
The interim.
Our boss Nick.
She was our sub singer.
He didn't bring it in to record it properly.
But it's time to fire you, Sade. We're sorry.
Keen to Crow is a new voice of the girly quiz.
It's the girly quiz.
Go on.
Make up presentation. I will Dave you. Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. A Grammy Award winner on the girly quiz, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Get it to number one.
If you missed a couple of shows last week, how dare you? But let's bring you up to speed on something really exciting that's happening soon. So basically, last week, Dave revealed that his 30th birthday is on the horizon. And you know yourself, 30th birthdays, they're kind of predictable, aren't they? Let's all meet at a particular room in a pub. Let's do the cake and the balloons and let's get a DJ and wear your fancy clothes and all the rest. And Dave just kind of said, no, like, that's not me.
I'll do that as well. I'll do that with the family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but he wants to do what he really wants to do deep down and have an adult kid's birthday. I think we can all agree that as adults, we don't get to have the same amount of crack that you do as a kid when it comes to all these event spaces, playgrounds, etc.
Yeah, when you bring kids to like I went to see my girlfriend's cousin play football there the other day, and I was just like, I want to be on the pitch. Why am I on the sideline?
I know.
It was like, well, because they're 13, Dave. Do you know what I mean?
It's just so unfair that we just can't have the same fun that you're allowed to when you're a kid. So basically, Dave was busy last week, and he locked in Jump Zone in Santry for his birthday party.
Woo!
That you're invited to.
Yes.
Again, it's the adult kids party, so you can relive like your childhood. And it's happening on the 8th of April, okay? It's serious stuff. It's happening. We're going to give you tickets next week, all right? But now, these are free tickets. You don't have to pay.
Well, they are free, but you do need to bring me a present. Just remember that. It's my 30th birthday. It's a big day for me. Don't forget to bring me a present.
Put a 50 cent into a card for him or something. But look, yeah, we'll sort you with your tickets next week, as I said, for free. More on that. But I've been thinking, who knows you the most when it comes to your music choices? I think Callum and I'd be fairly well versed, because we talk about music a lot. And I do think, as we're going to have the bouncy castles and all the joys that Jump Zone has to offer
pizza,
on the day.
And the presents, don't forget the presents.
But we need some music, okay?
Yeah.
And we could bring in the likes of some of the amazing spin DJs, Marty Guilfoyle, New Era. Obviously, we've good connections with Jen Payne here. We could organise her. But I don't think they'd meet your needs in terms of the kind of stuff that you'd like to be played for your 30th and who you are.
Okay.
So I'd like to pitch that you give me a slot DJing at your party.
You want to DJ my party?
Not for long, because I want to get back bouncing.
Okay.
But I'll do like a 20-minute mix or something around cake time.
Yeah, or a 20-minute set with Emma Nolan. I'm okay.
Would that be okay?
Because I do feel like you know me quite well. I feel like Ash, like say Marty and like say like New Era or Jem Payne would all play
the bangers,
like, the music. You know what I mean? Get too hyped, but that's probably not really me.
No, it's not. So as I've come to you proposing some songs that could be on the playlist to see if I fit the bill.
Okay. Right. You're auditioning.
I'm auditioning. God forbid if anything happened to you and you died, I think this should be played at your funeral. That's how much I think you love this song.
I know what
okay?
it is.
I'm starting off with this.
Oh my God.
We'd mix in the facts that you are an emo kid.
Hell yeah. Down.
Now, you're multifaceted and your music taste does, you know, go outside that bounds, but that's kind of the central part, I think.
Welcome to the Black Parade, by the way.
My Chemical Romance. In there. Okay? Happy
yeah,
so far?
Tick. Done.
What about this, then?
Look who's alone now. It's not me. It's not me. Better James Blunt. Hell yeah. Those three wise men, they've got a semi by the sea.
Oh, yes.
As you can see, this playlist is going to be quite random, but very fun.
I love it so far.
You love James Blunt.
I do.
You love singing about semis by the sea. Because it's funny.
Yes.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. You have the job so far. Don't ruin it now.
Back into the emo buzz.
Oh, come on. Yes. Only sweeter.
Thanks for the memories. You still with me?
I'm so with you. This is the best party so far ever.
Okay. It might be putting lots of people off going, I was going to go for that ticket, but actually, you know what? I'm not sure. Now, Dave, you seem to have huge recall when it comes to X Factor winning songs.
Oh, yeah. I do like a bit of Matt Cardle, a bit of Joe McKeldry.
I think you're missing
Alexandra
a trick.
Alexandra Burke.
I think you're missing out on a bit of Sam Bailey. I will be
rising from the ground. Right. Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I can kind of see where you're going. I saw the idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Stick with Matt Cardle, is that the song?
Yeah, minus a few points there now, Emma, to be honest. I stopped watching when Sam Bailey won. The year before Sam Bailey won.
Did you?
Yeah, I think Matt Cardle was the last person I saw win, and I never watched it again.
Damn, I didn't know that, and I claim to know you best.
My bad.
Right, Matt Cardle, Sam out, Matt Cardle in.
Yeah, Leona Lewis, okay? Alexandra Burke, all of them, give me them.
I'll get you back here now. Favorite songs of all time and one of his favorite bands of all time.
My favorite
mark.
Band.
Because he knows all of their songs. Did anyone else know that other song? Me neither. That is Owl City, Fireflies.
Yeah, 100%. On if that's not on the playlist, honestly, it's not my birthday.
I think it might be the last song.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like the national anthem to play us out.
Everybody now.
Yeah.
All right, one more for the road.
Okay, I'm nervous.
So am I.
I have never seen someone lose a job so quickly. Like, so quickly. Like, you're gone. You're done. Marty Guilfoyle, you've got the job.
No!
You ruined it. You ruined it.
I had to throw in something there. But that would be for my personal preferences. It'd have to be...
Oh, is it your birthday?
Right, okay. All right. Have I fully lost the job?
Tell me something good. Emma's not DJing at my party. That's something good there.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, the rest of it was good.
Okay,
4 out of 6 ain't bad.
Bring it on April 8th and tickets next week. You're on Spin. We're having an adult kids birthday party for Dave's 30th.
Woo!
His wishes are his command. He's organised the lot happening in Jump Zone Santry on the 8th of April and we'll give you all the tickets, all the details now to get your free tickets on the show next week.
But you got to bring me a present.
Okay. I just did a little pitch to say, could I do like a 20-minute set maybe? We have some great DJs here in Spin. I'm not one of them, but I do know your music choices pretty well.
You do, to be fair.
We have My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade in there, James Blunt,
Owl
Thanks
City.
For the Memories by Fall Out Boy, all of Dave's favourites. I don't know if you're open to requests, but kind of roguely, Tony's messaging saying, what about We Will Rock You by Queen.
Okay.
I don't think you've ever said you're a Queen fan.
No, but that's fine, Tony. Like, if you're coming, we can stick it on for you. Like,
yeah,
no problem. Yeah,
you would
that's
mind.
Fine.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
I have no issue with it.
Bit random, Tony. Yeah. To be honest. But maybe it's just what Tony likes.
Tony.
You got it.
Yeah, we'll sort it.
Yep.
I'll throw it on the playlist. Hello, welcome. It's Emma and Dave on Spin.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week.
Yes. So my sister and the kids and my dad are over in Spain at the moment visiting my granddad. He recently was moved into a nursing home.
Okay.
So basically they've been visiting him every morning, and some days he's in the mood for a chat, some days he's not. That's absolutely fine.
It's like
in
me.
His 90s. Yeah, totally. But basically he was down with them the other day, and like nursing homes in Spain are naturally so different because you're out in the sunshine, yeah. You're sitting on the patio, everyone's playing cards. It's really sociable, really nice vibe. But they were with him the other day, and in the cafe inside, my brother-in-law had gone in and bought a pastry, and like massive thing, some kind of a chocolatey thing. And he brought it out and kind of chopped it up and handed a bit to everyone around and gave some to my granddad. But in that moment, the carer was there, Vicky. She's in mind of my granddad or whatever, okay. And she was there, and she said, no. And she typed on Google Translate. She's no English, and my sister has no Spanish. And she said, no, he can only have liquids at the moment. He's on a liquid diet. And my sister was like, oh, God, sorry. Okay, grand. And then she was like, I was here without you the other day, though, and I brought him some dairy milk from home. He absolutely scoffed it. Every last bit. And like, my granddad wouldn't have the best appetite for years now. You know, he'd kind of be picky.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like, now that I think back, he gorged it.
He hasn't had the best appetite for years because they keep giving him liquid diets. Like,
only since he went to the nursing home, if you understand. But he would always kind of just be picking at bits in the past or whatever. The heat in the summer when I'd see him, he'd never have a huge appetite. But my sister was like, no, Emma. I was like, jeez, he's loving that dairy milk. Like,
give the man a steak, for God's sake.
He absolutely scoffed it. She was like, it took her a full hour to pluck up the courage to tell the carer.
By the way,
he survived, he's fine. I want to tell you now about a different golden ticket, okay? To avoid confusion, I just wanted to make that difference.
Distinction.
The golden ticket is going to be a new reality competition series inspired by Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's coming to Netflix. It's happening. And the doors of kind of the Chocolate Factory will open for people, which is very exciting. And again, very late to the party, guys. That movie's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, true.
But it's a really good idea. I mean, contestants are going to enter this very whimsical, it is a dreamscape, I suppose, Wonka's Chocolate Factory normally, isn't it? So that's what you're going to be a part of. And essentially, to win gorgeous prizes, you'll be facing games and tests and temptations that challenge your instincts. So again, like eating the apple, you know.
That sounds like a really tough challenge.
Loads of chocolate and stuff around you.
Eating an apple.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it's so, I would say eating an apple if there's like loads of chocolate and you have to eat.
Yeah, right, I know. Okay. What I mean, for example, it's just like, what's that like divine apple that you can't take a bite of? That comparison of like, you have to stop yourself from temptations that are all around
you, I suppose.
So US residents are the only ones who can apply for this. Got to be over 18, and they don't know anything yet about the location or premiere date. That'll be announced at some point. But basically, Netflix have partnered with Roald Dahl, the story company.
Oh, yeah.
So Matilda the Musical we've had, The Wonderful World of Henry Sugar, and The Twits is on the way, which is exciting.
Interesting. I think we had the BFG a while ago as well.
Yes, true that. So look, I think that there's many a movie that could be adapted to a game show. And I know we've had loads lately with board games becoming game shows and stuff. But I think if we're going to keep that up, let's just look at some of the movies that could work quite well. I think Cinderella could be honed in on as almost like a dating show that's really fast paced. Because say, for example, there's 20 gals in a room and there's one really handsome guy that they all want to go on the date with, and he's on the other side. Mm-hmm. But only one shoe is going to fit one of those feet in there, and there's a big pile of shoes in the middle of the room in between you and him.
Okay.
Get the shoe that fits. You're going on the date.
Very good.
In a little pumpkin turned beautiful horse-drawn carriage.
I'm with situation. You. That sounds good.
I like that one. Sleeping Beauty. I know that this is actually a game show. I think we were talking about it recently. Was it in Japan?
Yes, it was in Spain. Who can nap the longest?
Yes, the longest nap. Again, that's right there. The competition where contestants fill a large warehouse of beds, and the first to fall asleep and the last to wake up is the winner of life, because that's lovely that you can nap for so long. Well,
that sounds good.
Also, Finding Nemo. I think this could be the first ever kind of reality underwater event. It could be called Ultimate Deep Dive.
Yeah.
Okay? And the idea is that you have all these swimming challenges and survival tests and teamwork tasks underwater in this habitat. And again, I suppose the overall aim of the game is to find Nemo or catch Nemo or chase Nemo, etc. First to get back up to the surface with Nemo is the winner.
Amazing. And he goes to P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Amazing.
How do you remember that?
I don't know.
Is that the name of this? That's the address.
That's the address.
For dental.
Yeah. I think if you're going to make a movie into a game show, it should be Dodgeball, right? But it's only wrenches and cars. Because if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And if you can dodge a car, you can dodge a ball.
Fair enough.
That's what I'd like.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good game show.
I'd love an underwater game show.
What about one like for the Robbie Williams biopic, Better Man?
Come on.
So it's like... Like, because in that movie he's played by a monkey, so the game show basically entails figuring out whether it's a real monkey or it's Robbie Williams. You have to figure that out.
It's a great show.
You know what I mean? And Wicked would be a good one. We kind of do it like The Traitors. Like, you bring in a load of evil people from different countries, mixed in with normal people, purely based on vibes. You have to find out who's wicked. So, like, imagine, let's find out if your choice, Alexander, is wicked or wonderful. And then turns out Alexander is like a dictator or something. I think that'll be very interesting. And that would be Wicked.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
A lot to work with.
I'm going
to
put my money on the Robbie Williams one, though.
That's my favourite.
Just on the offset, before I speak to you about this, if my landlord is listening, this is just the I'm just having a crack here.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it, right? It's only a joke, and I love the house and I love you. I think you're a fantastic landlord.
You take really good care of it. You cut the grass.
I cut the grass. I do the garden. I take such good care of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Despite his efforts to make me not do that. Because what I've realised in the last while, and again, it's just for a laugh, John, if you're listening, basically, we're starting to realise in the house that, you know, how the rich stay rich. And it's very much not us. It would be the landlord. Because while we love the way, you know, he is, when he can't help it, he won't spend a pretty penny. He won't spend a cent.
Oh, I know a landlord like that.
Yeah. I'm sure it sounds very familiar to most landlords. So I want to give you some examples of just kind of like how... Yeah, cheap. He is. Do you know what I mean? So, the thing I've learned about my landlord is that he has, I think, his other properties, right? And I think he has a warehouse full of stuff that he can fill into the houses if he needs.
Got
right?
It.
So he has things that he's bought in the 90s that basically are just waiting to... They're in like a warehouse. If anything that breaks in our house, right, he'll just replace it, but he won't buy a new one. He'll replace it with the thing he already has that's 20 years old.
You know what landlords love doing?
Yeah.
Fixing things.
Yeah, they
just need to be replaced.
Yeah, just replace it, man, please.
It just needs to be replaced.
So we started off with the washing machine, right? He came in the other day with the washing machine. Like, he was just like, oh, I have a new one for you, but it's not new. It's 20 years old. It's just no one's been using it. It's been in the warehouse. And he put it in our shed. The reason he put it in the shed, he said, the one you have is due a break. It's due a... As in, like, I was like a lunch break? He's like, no, it'll just probably break in the next while. It's very old. I was like, fantastic, thanks so much. So he's like, so here's this one. It's recently got serviced. That's his favourite thing in the world, is getting things serviced.
Yeah, I know a landlord like that as well, actually.
Loves to get things serviced. So we just have a washing machine in our shed, taking up space, waiting for the one... to break, and then he'll get that serviced. Do you know what I mean? Because God forbid you get a new one. The other day he brought over a new lawnmower. He called me up. He said, "Listen, I have a new lawnmower for you." I said, "Fantastic." He said, "Yeah, after your comments last year that the lawnmower you have isn't good enough."
Right.
And I was like, "Well, basically, John, the lawnmower doesn't pick up the grass, so that's not a good thing for a lawnmower to do.
No,
you can't. It just spritz it everywhere, spits it out all over the garden.
Nowhere, like there's no little back.
No, and we don't have a rake either. We have a rake, but we don't have a handle for the rake. So we just have the
fingers,
you know, the fingers of the rake.
So you could like cut the.
So be like, John, we need a rake. He's like, you have a rake. No, yeah, okay. I need a handled one, a handled rake. So anyway, he brought over this new lawnmower the other day, right? And you know the thing you need to clasp when you're cutting the grass? You need to hold the handle down.
Yeah,
he says, now, that sometimes falls off. So, now, listen up. If it falls off, right, just pop it back in. He said, now, this one, it's very powerful. So it shakes a lot.
Yeah.
So you may want to take a break halfway through cutting the grass. My garden is honestly the size of a small pond, right?
Yeah.
You may want to take a break halfway through cutting the grass because it shakes a lot.
He remembers from in the 90s when it was his.
Exactly.
He remembers, like, throwback.
Our electric gate is as slow as a snail to open and you'd honestly be... I think I'd be quicker walking to work than waiting for that thing to open for my car to get out. And I said to him, he's like, right, well, find where the battery goes and I'll get a new battery, because every time I call the electrician to come out, it's 60 quid. I was like, right, great, fantastic. I'll I'll go get electrocuted. So, and then the other thing was the water pump of the house, which made a lot of noise constantly at night. And but he'd only ever arrive to look at it during the day. So he'd be like, I don't hear anything. Like, yeah, John, come at 9 p.m.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when the example isn't happening in the present.
It's so annoying.
It's like, no, but I'm telling you for a fact that this happened. Oh, why would I lie to you?
I love him though. He is great and he's such a character and he's so sound.
And he brings you over hampers at Christmas time.
He does. He's a great guy.
Full of like crackers and stuff.
But sometimes it'll fall off. Just pop it back in. Great,
you
thanks.
Break halfway through in case it like destroys the muscles in your back and arms.
Get ready. Spin 103X. Golden ticket.
Hey, yeah.
All right, it's today the day, Monday, the 24th of March, 2025, when we give away the golden ticket, a trip to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Can I ask you, do you keep your summer clothes in like a bag somewhere random around your house, or are they all just together in your wardrobe?
I was actually only thinking that today. I don't know where my summer clothes are. I think I probably threw them out because I was just like, well, it's winter now, so I'll never see summer ever again until next summer, and I'm like, crap. I shouldn't have thrown them out.
Did you?
I think I probably did.
You definitely didn't.
Maybe they're somewhere
in the attic or something.
Maybe somewhere. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I have two bags of summer clothes, and I'm waiting for the day to kind of get confident enough to go, I think it's time for the changeover.
Yeah.
I'm not quite confident.
I'm waiting for the day I don't have to wear my coat into work.
True.
That'll be a huge, monumental day.
Chloe is standing by to take on the golden ticket. How was your weekend?
Uneventful.
Oh, really? Do you know what?
Yeah.
That sounds like good news, Chloe. Good news. An uneventful weekend.
Yeah, I'm doing my thesis at the moment, so I've been studying loads.
What's the title of the thesis?
Go on, confuse me.
Oh, it's a long one. It's called Navigating Identity. So it's an investigation into mixed race and non-mixed race children's sense of self and identity depending on their education institution.
That's
incredible. Really interesting.
That's amazing.
That is brilliant. It sounds like a really interesting one to research as well, isn't it, Chloe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it psychology,
Chloe? There's not a lot of research on it. It is psychology, yeah.
Right, amazing. And so what's the goal with the thesis? What do you want to find out? What's the when you write that final page of so we find
what's
from
your
this
conclusion?
Yeah, what's your conclusion?
I haven't got there yet.
Oh, that's okay. That's fair enough. But you ring us back when you know, yeah, just so we know.
Yeah, I will.
We always want to learn, Chloe.
Are you a trainer, Chloe?
No, I'm actually in Dublin Business School.
Oh, very nice. I nearly went there. I didn't in the end, but always wanted to.
My friend went there.
Yeah, a couple of mates went there. They enjoyed it. And Chloe, what is the story for the day? You're going to college?
Yeah, I'm in the car now on the way into college.
Okay,
very good.
I'd say after this thesis is handed in, you could do a bit of a breather, hopefully in the sunshine.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have a little holiday in the sunshine.
Amazing.
That'd be nice. When was the last time you were away, Chloe?
Like last summer.
Okay, where did you go?
Portugal.
Very nice. I'm going to Portugal.
Yeah,
in a couple
I was away
weeks.
With my
I'm
family.
Very, very excited. All right, well, Chloe, let's see if we can get you and a friend to Fuerteventura. This is Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, I literally just tuned in on the radio and said, I'll text in, so...
All right, well, welcome on in. Congratulations.
Beginner's luck.
You're through. It could be beginner's luck. Basically, the game is songs are going to play. You need to guess them, right? That's the kind of the whole premise of the game. There's 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs an artist are going to play and you need to guess them. If you guess them, all within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. Now, Chloe, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Chloe, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though. You can only do that once.
And
you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All make sense, Chloe?
Yeah.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No questions.
All right.
Hopefully I get the songs.
Hopefully you do. Chloe, where are you from?
I'm Glasnevin.
Chloe from Glasnevin. The very best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
What do you think, Chloe?
Ariana Grande?
Yeah. What's the song title?
Seven Rings.
Yeah. Stop the clock. Okay, beautiful.
Okay, that wasted quite a bit of your time. It ate about 12 seconds. So try your best to speed it up as much as you can. Just
shout out, sorry.
Yeah, no, you're okay.
Yeah.
Just for your own sake.
That's all good,
13 seconds left to use, so be as quick as you can, okay?
And you do have a swap remaining as well if you don't know it. Let's go for song two, Chloe. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I've been alone in my thoughts.
Oh no!
Swap it.
The Weeknd.
Use your swap.
Let's swap it out.
That was Drake and his song Massive from a few years ago now, but that's all good. We're back to 13 seconds and we'll give you a brand new song too.
Let's do it, Chloe. A brand new song too. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
The Weeknd.
Yeah, what's it called?
Fire.
3, 2, 1.
What were you trying to get out there, Chloe?
Oh, stars. I know, I just can't think of the name.
It's called Dancing in the Flames.
Dancing in the Flame, oh.
Were you thinking of Starboy?
Yeah.
Ah, do you know what? A great tune. A great tune. Chloe, it wasn't to be today, but thank you so much for playing. Did you have fun?
I did have fun, yeah. I just thought, I can think of the artist, but then the song.
I know.
Yeah. If the game was just to guess artists, we'd honestly be giving away about 10 holidays a day. Yeah.
Good luck with your thesis, Chloe. That sounds so interesting.
Thanks so much. Thanks.
Have a great day, Chloe. Good luck.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye. If you'd like to take it on tomorrow, just message us the word golden now, please, to 087-711-1038. Again, this is all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
I want to go to Fuerteventura after all this. I need it.
Me too. We're talking about it enough.
Toying with my heart.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.